Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning. Coming up on 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. And again, yeah, a little breezy out there in the great outdoors. Got some clouds, 37 degrees. As our talk around continues here, got things kicked off with the morning zoo last hour. And Greg Giroux in this morning from the Red River Area Sportsman's Club in studio with me. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy smoker.
You got the. I just refer to it as the biggie.
Well, I heard that earlier. He's got that right.
Absolutely. This is like the biggest fundraiser you guys do.
This drives everything that we do. Mm-hmm. All the fishing activities for the kids. All the hunting activities for the kids. All the other projects that we work on, this thing drives them all.
And it's worth saying, too, everything that you do, or most stuff that you do, it costs a little bit to put this stuff on.
It does, and to
generate funds, this is what you do.
It does. This is the one thing that, if it wasn't for this, the club wouldn't exist. It's that important to us.
Right.
Yep. This is our 33rd annual Sportsman Smoker, and it's the big fundraiser for the Red River Area Sportsmen. It's Saturday, October 22nd. We're at the Wapton Community Center. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Tickets are available right now. Mm-hmm. All the club members have access to tickets. If you make a phone call to somebody that you know that's in the club and they don't have them, they'll call and we'll find tickets for you.
Tickets are easy to get. That's the beauty of this.
Tickets are easy to get, but they're going like hotcakes. Mm-hmm. So
you got a limit, I would imagine.
The limit is the size of the room, which is the Wapton Community Center.
Right.
That's the driver.
And it's not like, okay, when people leave, you bring other people in. It's like there's a set amount.
Like I said last time we talked, we have one gal that's part of the club who does architectural design. Well, she went in, measured the community center room, and put that up on the computer and laid out the tables so we get maximum density,
mm-hmm.
and still have aisles and so on, and meet the fire code and all that stuff.
Greg, you know how dense this is going to be? Seriously, I think it's going to be extremely dense once all is said and done.
I certainly hope so, because like I said, this is the driver. When you come out, we're going to have gun boards and raffles and games and ladies raffle and a general raffle and meat raffle, and we're going to feed you all night long. We got wild game stew, wild game chili, we've got some meat and cheese trays, and there might be some other things too.
Of course there's going to be other things.
Well,
might be. What are you talking? Of course there's going to be. But you got raffles from one end to the other. That's going on all night.
That goes on all night. We've got some boards. When the boards fill out, we give the prizes away. So the sooner they fill out, the sooner we give away stuff. You know, it just works that way.
Sure.
There's certain limits and so on. But some of them go all night long. We play a lot of crazy games. And every now and then we come around and say, hey, you want to win a gun? Yeah, buy a ticket.
And the bowl gets so thick in there, I know you could. You almost need a shovel.
Make sure you wear your boots.
You're never at a loss for that.
We had a smoker meeting the other night, and we've been going through the list of prizes and so on. Right now, we have 37 firearms of different types, handguns, rifles, shotguns. We got a donation from the local chapter of the Turkey Federation, the Richland Renegade Toms. They gave us a donation of
great
a 22
group.
Rifle.
Great
group. Great group. You betcha. And we're going to use that as one of our prizes. So you want to win a prize, you need a firearm for your fall hunting, we can help you out with that.
Well, those gun raffles are huge at the smoker,
they
too.
Are.
I mean,
the
people are all over it.
And we also have a couple things. We call them party coolers. 52-quart, good quality coolers, and they're full.
Yeah.
So you get cooler and all the contents, and if you've got a Christmas party planned, you win one of these, you're set.
Right. That's a party.
Oh, yeah, it is. And there's a lot of goodies in there.
Yeah, I bet.
Yep. The other thing, we started something this year that we weren't quite sure if this was going to go over or not, but we did initiate a sponsorship program for the smoker and the club itself.
And guess what? It's gone over.
It's gone over very well. I was totally impressed. Yep, we've got four different levels there. You get the club membership and event tickets and general raffle tickets. And then you get some PR because we've got a big banner that's going up with your name as a sponsor. Mm-hmm. And if you're a business and you have a logo, that's going to go up there as well.
Nice.
Yep. We're doing well on that.
You got a lot of friends because you do good things. See?
You do good things.
You got a lot of friends.
We've been talking to a lot of the individuals and businesses around town and working with them as far as donations for this event. And I walked into one of them on the north side. I had my T-shirt on that said Red River Sportsman. And she looks at me, and I didn't say a word. And she goes, "Oh, a smoker's coming up."
See?
He's like,
know
yes.
you on site.
Yeah,
know
they
you
do.
On site.
They do.
Right.
They do. One other thing. I'm going to be back next Monday, and I've got some guest passes that we're going to be giving away.
Okay.
Now, you and I got to figure out how we're going to do this, but there will be some guest passes that people can win through the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be coming up. I'll bring in those next Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm on again.
Yes.
All right. So, just a reminder to everybody, this is the 33rd annual. Saturday, October 22nd at the Community Center. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Come on down. Have some fun.
Yeah.
We'll feed you. There's a cash bar so you can enjoy an adult beverage or some of the other things that we might have down there.
What's on the menu?
Wild game stew, wild game chili. And we've got some meat trays from Fairmont Lockers.
Mm-hmm.
And well, like I said, there might be a few other things.
Okay, might. You're not going to give it away.
No,
spoiler here.
No. So come on down, have some fun, enjoy
always
the night.
Always a good time.
Yeah, it is, and it's busy all night. The doors open at 5:00. The first thing happens about 10 after, and away we go.
And we'll give you a chance to win some free passes next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you and I can talk about that on Monday.
All right.
When
Very
you stop
good.
Back.
Absolutely.
Good to have you in here. Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club, the biggie.
Yeah. And if you want tickets and you're going to Mix and Mingle.
Mention that.
We'll be there.
Yes, that's tonight.
That's tonight.
Out at the event center.
Yes, we will be there. So we'll have tickets available and all kinds of information about the club and what we do and all of that.
Because even Lisa at the Chamber loves the Red River area. But you got a lot of friends in town, Greg.
Absolutely.
Because, again, you do good things. But, folks, I'll tell you, when you hear of all the things that they're doing, this is what drives it,
is the smoker. This is the one big thing. Like I said, if it wasn't for the smoker, we wouldn't have the club because this drives everything.
So quickly, if people want tickets and they're going, I got to pick up some tickets, what do they do?
Well, there's a couple options here. Kurt Mund is our ticket master, 640-3857. Rich Truesdale, 640-5136. Or Kelly Carlson, 218-766-1396, or me.
Okay.
I'm getting right down there on what I've got available, but you can give me a call, and I'll do my best to find you tickets. It's 640-0188.
Or they can flag you down out in the street, too.
Yeah.
Come on
over here.
I've actually seen that done, Greg.
Yeah, it's happened.
All right. Thank you, my friend. And we will talk again on Monday. And again, folks, we'll be giving away tickets, too. So
absolutely.
Listen up for that.
Sounds good.
Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. It's 918 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. The Voice of the Valley. KBMW.
A redneck girl likes to cruise in daddy's pickup truck. Any redneck girl plays her hard when she's down on her luck.